上面继续有聚会。
Now we can still use Zoom together for today's worship.
今天刚刚我们念的经节是在约翰福音的第21章，这是约翰福音的最后一章。
The scripture we just read is from the Gospel of John, chapter 21st, which is also the last chapter.
这一章整个的主角就是彼得。
The main role of this chapter is Simon Peter.
这一章是记载彼得得到了耶稣的原谅，然后他又接受了耶稣为他复兴。
This chapter records Peter got the Lord's forgiveness and also he started his ministry.
我们今天只谈前半边。
We just talk about the first part.
如果主许可，以后也许我们可以再思考后面的一半。
If Lord permits, we'll study the second part.
第一节说，这事以后。
The verse one, after these.
这什么时候以后呢？这是指耶稣基督被钉十字架，然后从死里复活，又向门徒显现。
It means the fact that Jesus was nailed on the cross and then raised from the dead, then appeared again to the disciples.
我们知道耶稣复活以后，第一次是向抹大利的玛利亚显现。
We know that Jesus first, when he first raised, he appeared to Mary Magdalene.
然后他又向门徒们显现了两次。
And then he appeared twice to his disciples.
一次多马在，另外一次多马不在。
The first time Thomas was there, the second time Thomas was not there.
今天呢？这个经节是主耶稣基督向门徒们显现的第三次。
And today's scripture is recorded for the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples.
这一次的显现是发生在所谓的提比里亚海边。
And this happens by the Sea of Tiberias.
可是这个就是加利利海。
And that's the same as Sea of Galilee.
这个图片上你们看到这里有一个教会。
You may see there's a church in this picture.
这一个教会就是建立在主耶稣召集他们上来吃早点的那个海边。
And this is exactly the location that Lord Jesus asked his disciples to have breakfast.
这个首先呢，这个教会是在第四世纪的时候造的。
And this church was built in the fourth century.
后来毁坏以后，他们又造了一个，就是现在我们看到的这个教会。
After it was demolished, then it's rebuilt, and that's what we are seeing today.
这个教会的名字很不容易翻成中文，所以它的英文名叫 The Church of the Primacy of St. Peter.
That was the church name.
意思呢是纪念彼得的重要性。
It's to remember the importance of Peter.
我们来看一看这个时候门徒们的状况。
Let's see the status of the disciples.
在这个时候，他们的生命可以说是完完全全的被颠倒了。
At this time, the disciples was very in their very low status.
当基督被钉在十字架的时候，他们都离开了。
When Jesus was on the cross, they all left.
他们回到他们的本乡本土。
So they went back to where they belong to, their homeland.
And 耶稣走了，不在了。
Jesus was gone and not seen anymore.
他们跟随耶稣有三年的时间。
They had been with the Lord Jesus for 3 years.
在这三年中，他们生活有常规。
And they had their routine during the 3 years.
他们有方向。
And they have directions.
他们听耶稣讲道。
And they have been taught by Jesus.
他们看耶稣行神迹。
And they have seen Jesus performing miraculous signs.
甚至于他们也被差传去传福音，去赶鬼，去治病。
And even they were sent to preach the gospel, to cast the demon out, and also healing people.
可是现在呢？他们失去了一切。
But now they lost everything.
他们也不知道该怎么过他们的生命。
They don't know how to live their life.
没有方向，没有目标，就放弃了一切。
No direction, no objective, so they sort of give up everything.
所以这个时候，彼得说：“我打鱼去。”
So at this moment,Jesus, Peter says, I'm going to fish.
其他门徒说他们也跟他同去。
So the other disciples say, we'll follow you.
我们要了解彼得这个时候心里面是什么情形。
We should know the feeling of what Peter is thinking about now.
耶稣曾预言说他会三次不认主。
Jesus has predicted,that Peter will disown him for 3 times.
可是彼得说什么？
But what Peter answered?
他说即使我死我也不会不认主。
I will not disown you even though to the time of my death.
我相信当彼得说这句话的时候，他心里确实是这样想。
I think thatPeter really means when he said this.
可是呢，他没有做到。
But he did not do this way.
我们是不是也跟他一样，常常我们真正的从心里想，我要为神做这个，我要为神做那个，但是我们不能持久。
Are we often like what Peter?We thought we could do this, and we could do that, but we cannot. We just did not persist.
我们记得圣经上说，当彼得第三遍讲他不认主的时候，鸡就叫了。
We remember that when Peter denied Jesus for the third time, the cook crowed.
因为耶稣说过，鸡叫前你必不认我。
That's what Jesus predicted his denial.
所以当鸡叫的时候，彼得做什么事？
So what did Peter do when the cook crowed?
他开始痛哭。
Then he started to weeping.
这个痛哭这两个字很有意义。
The word weeping is very meaningful.
表示他充满了懊悔。
That means,
充满了内疚。
That means he has deep sorrow and also regret what he did.
他完完全全的破坏。
Can you say it again?
他完完全全的破碎了。
Oh, he was broken completely.
Completely broken.
Yeah.
他定了他自己的罪。
He actually condemned himself.
他知道，他说他不配再为主工作。
He says, I'm no longer worthy of working for the Lord.
我不配做主的门徒。
I'm not worthy of to be the disciple of Jesus.
那他干什么？
Well, then what did he do?
他说我回去打鱼。
Then I will go back to fishing.
很自然的。 他以前是渔夫，打鱼他很熟悉，他很能够做。
So naturally, he was a fisherman before, so that's what he's able to do.
他想也许回去打鱼可以重新恢复他的生命。
He thought that maybe he can recover his normal life after he go back to fishing.
可是很快他学到了一个功课。
But soon he learned a lesson.
什么功课？
What kind of lesson is that?
就是你们看的这句话。那一夜并没有打着什么。
That was what recorded in John 3. John chapter 21, verse 3. And they did not caught any fish.
我们想想看。
Let's think about it.
整夜的风，身疲力倦，祖上寒冷，饥饿，全身都湿透了，打不到一条鱼。
We can imagine the situation that they were tired and in the night, maybe they were wet and they did not caught any fish.
连他自己最熟悉的，从前最能够的做的，现在都做不到了。
And this is the career that he used to be, and he must be very good, but he still cannot get any fish.
我们现在看一下第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
这里说，清早的时候，耶稣站在岸边，门徒却不知道他就是耶稣。
Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore.But the disciples did not realize it was Jesus.
在他最沮丧的时候，最寒冷，最饿，最湿的时候，耶稣出现。
So at the moment that Peter was in his lowest point, very disheartened and very tired and in the winter, in the cold morning, and Jesus appeared to him.
他们有希望了。
Then they have hope.
其实呢，耶稣从来没有离开过他们。
Actually, Jesus never left them.
他们的心离开了耶稣。
It is their hearts who leave Jesus.
在他们晚上一夜打不到鱼的时候，有没有想到耶稣？
When in the whole night they were fishing in vain.What they think about Jesus.
他们所想的是，我们怎么这么可怜呢？我该怎么办呢？
They were thinking, why we're so pitiful? What should we do?
这个时候，耶稣站在岸边问他们说，孩子们，打到鱼没有？
But in the morning, Jesus stood in front of them, asked them, friends, have you got any fish?
他们回答说没有。
They answered no.
耶稣告诉他们把鱼网撒在船的右边，他们就打到了很多鱼。
And then Jesus instructed, throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some.
他们掉到了后面说153条。
And then as they recorded here, they caught 153 big fish.
在路加福音第五章也记载过一次跟这一件事情非常相近的。
In Luke chapter 25, it recorded a similar story.
因为在那里说他们在哥尼撒拉湖，哥尼撒拉湖也是加利利湖，所以一个湖有三个名字。
Oh, they were in a different, in a location that is also happening in the Lake Galilee.
Yeah, 第一个地方。那个时候，耶稣上了船，叫彼得把船开到外边，他可以站在船上向岸上的人讲道。记得这个吧？
So that story was Jesus was asked disciple to move the boat so that he can.Preach to the people on shore.
当他讲完道以后，他跟彼得说：“把船划到深的地方去， 去钓鱼。
So after he preached, and he asked Peter to move the boat in the middle of the lake to fish.
可是彼得说什么？彼得说：“主啊，我们整夜劳苦，毫无所得。不过，我照你的话下网。”
Peter answered Jesus, "We worked all the night, but we did not caught any. But now, okay, we will follow your direction."
结果，他们也钓到好多鱼，满了两条船。
And in the end, they caught many fish, which filled two boats.
可是这两个记载，彼得的反应不一样。
You see, the response from Peter is different in these two stories.
在路加的记载里面，彼得立刻伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我。”我是个罪人。
In the story that recorded in Luke, Peter actually, when he see this, he submit to Jesus, admitting Jesus was the Lord.
那么，可是在那个反应也是很自然的。
But it was a natural response for him.
当我们看到神的大能、神的荣耀的时候，我们真是应该看到我们是多么的软弱，多么罪性，多么的深。
We will acknowledge how weak we are and how sinful we are once we see the great power and the great mercy from the Lord.
所以自然的，我们不敢，也觉得不配与主同在。
And naturally, we think we are not worthy to be present with Jesus.
可是我们看看《约翰福音》21章，这里彼得的反应是什么
？Now let's see the response recording, John chapter 21.
这里说，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”西门彼得一听见是主，就立刻束上外衣，终身跳进海里。
So this is the verse 7 recorded. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water.
这里彼得没有逃避。
And this time, Peter did not escape.
他立刻束上外衣，终身跳进海里。回到耶稣的身边。
So he wrapped his outer garment around him and jumped into the water. That means he returned to Jesus.
那么他这里跟在路加的记载为什么不同呢？因为
why this is different.
深深知道自己有罪。
And this is different from what was recorded in Luke, because he knew he was sinful.
他又知道他有很多的失败。
And he also acknowledged he has many failure.
更重要的，他知道他需要主。
More importantly, he knew that he needs Jesus.
Yeah. Paul Miller 讲过一句很重要的话，他说，当我们越了解神的荣耀，我们越知道我们的罪，我们这个时候就决定知道我们需要主。
Paul Miller once said an important fact. The more we learn from Jesus, and we know that how sinful we are, and we need more about Jesus.
彼得在这个时候，他想肯遇到主耶稣的时候，可能会受到责备。
Maybe Peter was thinking about if he probably would be scolded by Jesus at this moment.
可是他宁愿面对主，面对主的责备，而不愿意再离开主。
But he preferred to be with Jesus, even that he may get scolded, and he decided to be with Jesus.
可是 当他回到岸上看到耶稣的时候，他发现不但耶稣没有责备他，在他又冷又湿又饿这个时候，耶稣给他有火有食物。
But he is, in the story, in the end, Jesus did not scold him. With this morning hour, probably he was wet and he was tired, and Jesus actually provided him the food and also a fire of charcoal.
同样的，其他六个门徒也上了岸。
In the same way, the other six disciples went ashore.
对，耶稣对他们说，你们来吃早饭吧。耶稣拿去递给他们。
And you can have breakfast now.
耶稣拿饼递给他们，又照样拿鱼也递给他们。
So Jesus gave them bread and also gave them fish.
这是耶稣对他们的呼召。
And this is the calling of Jesus to the disciples.
他说，来，坐在我的桌子旁，吃我为你们准备的饭菜，让我为你们服务，让我巩固你们，让我充满你们。
He said to the disciples, come and have dinner with me, and to let me serve you, and let me strengthen you.
更重要的，让我原谅你们。
Most importantly, let me pardon you.
耶稣今天也同样的向你、向我、向我们大家有同样的呼召。
Today, our Lord Jesus also makes the same calling for you and me.
耶稣知道门徒们的需要。
He knows the need of the disciples.
耶稣知道你跟我的需要。
He knows the needs among us.
耶稣曾经说过，我的恩典足够你们使用。
Once he said, my grace is enough for you.
所以耶稣是恩典的主，是怜悯的主。
So Jesus is a Lord of grace and also a Lord of mercy.
我们知道在出埃及记里面，神告诉摩西说他的属性，他说耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神。
We know this goes back to the book of Exodus. The Lord told Moses about his characters, that our Lord is merciful and grace.
同样的，在新约，马太福音第九章也说，耶稣走遍各乡各城，他看见许多人，就怜悯他们。
So same way in Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus went around the town and he saw people who were suffering, so he took sympathy on those people. So he has mercy on those people.
说到耶稣的怜悯。
So talking about the mercifulness of Jesus,
我们记得在约翰福音第八章所记载的，有很多有些人抓到一个在行奸淫的时候的妇人，把她带到耶稣的面前。
And we remember what John 8 is recorded that some people caught a woman who commits adultery.
他们的意思是要替耶稣定他的罪。
And those people want Jesus to condemn the woman.
我们记不记得耶稣跟他们怎么讲的？
Do you remember what Jesus was talking to them?
耶稣说，你们哪一个没有罪的，可以扔那第一块石头。
He said, if any of you think that you have not sinned, you cast the first stone.
结果那些人就都慢慢的走了。
And in the end, those people walk away silently.
然后耶稣就问那个妇人说，妇人，他们在哪里？没有人定你的罪吗？
So Jesus asked the woman, where are those people? Have they condemned you?
那个妇人说，主啊，没有。
The woman answered, Lord, none of them.
所以耶稣在八章一节前半节他这样子说，不是一节，八章十一节，他这里说，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，走吧，从现在起不要再犯罪了。
So this is what recorded in chapter 8 of John, verse 11, second part. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and live your life of sin.
我在想，当那个妇人听到这句话的时候，她的心里是怎么样？
I wonder what the woman would think when he hears these words.
心里面多么的得到安慰。
She must be very comforted when she hears this.
多么的有希望。
And she must be very hopeful.
耶稣也是在跟我们一样说。
Jesus would say the same to us.
从现在起不要再犯罪。
From now on, we'll live our life of sin.
有的英文翻译有四个很简单的字，是说 "Go, sin no more."
That was the translation. 离开，不要再犯罪。
多简单，多么有力量。
It is a simple but very powerful phrase.
多么宝贵。
It's also very precious.
我每次想到这里，我就是重复的念这个经节。
Whenever I'm thinking of this, I will repeat these words.
我也不定你的罪，走吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Neither do I condemn you. Go now and sin no more.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们也跟彼得一样
，We're just like Peter。
我们常常被我们所犯过的罪捆绑着。
We often are chained for the sin we have committed。
我们经常感到内疚，感到羞愧。
We often feel sorrowful for.And ashamed of our sins.
我记得很清楚，保罗在罗马书的第七章所说的话。
I remember what Paul described in the book of Romans, chapter 7.
这也就是我当初为什么决定接受主受洗的原因。
And this is the very reason that I decided to accept Jesus Christ and be baptized.
那时候我们教会有一次很大的布道会。
And there was a very big evangelical meeting.
我看到 Larry 也在我们这里。那是1969的时候。
And Larry was with us, that was in the year of 69.
那个传道人他说借着罗马书第七章，保罗说：“他说我真苦啊，我该做的我不去做，我不该做的我反倒去做。谁能救我脱离这个必死的身体呢？”
The preacher was quoting what chapter 7 of the book of Romans.Paul says, how miserable I was. I was I was doing what I shouldn't be doing, what I should do, I'm not doing, and how can the Lord relieve me?
这就是保罗形容他做基督徒以后的挣扎。
And that's what Paul described as struggling, even though he became a disciple.
跟我们一样。
It's just like us.
我们是不是也每天在挣扎，不要犯罪，不要犯罪？
Are we, every day, we are struggling whether we should be, we should commit sin, we're struggling whether we are living the sin we are committing.
是我们每一天的挣扎。
And this is our daily struggle.
可是呢，保罗他说，感谢主，有耶稣基督。
But Paul says, thank the Lord, because we have Jesus Christ.
为什么他说这句话？
Why Paul says this?
那么这句话是什么意思呢？我们有耶稣基督，怎么就不再跟罪挣扎了呢？
Once we have Jesus, why are we no longer struggling with the sin?
我们怎么就不会有内疚感了呢？
Why we no longer have the shameful feeling?
我们也知道在登山宝训有一句话。
And we also know that in the Beatitude, there's one phrase.
他说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
This says, blessed are those who mourns, because they will be comforted.
对， mourn 是什么意思？
So what's the meaning of mourn?
哀痛是什么意思？为什么哀痛？
What do we mourn for?
我们为我们的罪哀痛。
We mourn for our sins.
那么我们为什么有福了？
Why we are blessed?
因为我们必得安慰。
Because we'll be comforted.
我们的安慰在哪里？
Where is our comfort?
我们的安慰从哪里来？
Where does this comfort come from?
我相信你们都知道答案。
I believe you all know the answers.
从耶稣基督来。
It's from Jesus Christ.
所以保罗结束罗马书第七章，开始罗马书第八章，第一句话就是说，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
So that's what Paul concludes chapter 7, start chapter 8. Today, those who are in Christ will not be condemned anymore.
多么好的话。
What a beautiful word.
就像我们跟彼得一样，耶稣不是要谴责我们。
It's just like what Peter was Jesus. Jesus is not condemning them.
耶稣是要爱我们。
Jesus wants to love us.
因为他爱我们，他就已经为了我们的罪受了惩罚。
Because he loved us, he was punished for our sins.
所以每一次我看到这句话，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，走吧。
So that's what I'm thinking when I read the, John 8:11. Neither do I condemn you. Go now and live your life of sin.
又看到这个罗马书说，我也不定在耶稣里不定罪。
And also those words from Romans 8, those are in Christ will no more get condemned.
我想到这里这些话，
Whenever I think of these words,
我就有一种说不出的被释放的感觉。
And I have a feeling of deliverance, which is not expressible.
我最喜欢的一首圣诗，我们诗歌本翻译中文的名字叫做《但求如愿》。
The most favorite song I like is the hymn which is
这一首诗是 Charles Wesley 写的。
And this hymn is written by Charles Wesley.
他写这个书，写一这首诗是在公元前1738年。
So he wrote this hymnals in the year 1738.
据说他一共写的有几乎6000首诗。
It was said that Charles Wesley has written over 6,000 hymns.
可是这一个被形容是人最喜欢的。
And this one is described as the most popular.
他为什么写这一首诗？
Why he wrote this hymnal?
有一天，他在读路德为罗马书所写的序言。
One day he was reading the
the preface.
The preface, yeah.
For the book of Romans.
Yeah, for the book of Romans.
那时候路德这样子形容。他说
describes
神在对耶稣有信心的人心里动工。
God works on in those who has faith in God.
他说，就在他听到这句话的时候，他感觉到他一种很温暖的感觉。
So Luther says he had a very warmful
Wesley
read and he says he had a warmful feeling when he hear this word.
他觉得路德是在说。
So he thinks that Luther was saying.
在耶稣里的信心让他觉得。他的心可以完全的改变。
The faith through Jesus has changed him completely.
他只要相信耶稣。
As long as we believe in Jesus,
他就有信心。
And then we have confidence.
就能得救。
And we are confident and we can be saved.
那么他的罪就可以全部被原谅。
And his sin can be completely forgiven.
所以他就写了这一首诗。
That's the motivation for him to write this hymn.
这里面等一下我们唱的时候我们可以仔细的思想这个里面的歌词。
When we hear the song, let's think about each phrase, sentences.
我们很多人都很喜欢这首诗。
Many of us like this hymn very much.
我们可能每个人在这首诗里诗歌词里面有不同的感受。
Now each of us may have different feeling or responses.For the words.
有的人可能感受到最心里面最受感动的跟其他的人可能不一样。
Maybe what you feel is different from others think.
我的心里面最受感动的是说锁链脱落心灵释放要身而起跟主前行，我来念这个英文的 lyric、okay. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee.
That's what Brother Pinyin read about his thinking.
我们很熟悉。
We're all familiar about these words.
这个话，这句经歌词唱了以后，你感觉到多么的轻松，不再有任何的捆绑。My chains fell off, my heart was free. 也不再有任何的压力，我们可以轻轻松松的、自自由由的与主前行。
So when we have this, we are completely freed. So we have a freely feeling that we can go with the Lord with ease.
在我们唱这首诗以前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray before we sing the song.
慈悲的天父
O merciful Father,
我们真是满心的感谢。
We come to praise you and thank you wholeheartedly.
充满了喜乐。
We are full of joy.
我们知道我们不配。
We know we are unworthy.
可是你在我们还在犯罪、不断犯罪的时候，你就为我们死了。
But you died for us when we were sinning, and we continue to sin.
天父
，Oh Lord,
这是多大的恩典
！And this is a great grace.
但愿我们今天。借助你的话语，借助我们刚等一下要唱的诗，来加强我们对你的爱。
May we have more a stronger love for you when with your word and with the song we're going to sing.
让我们不再受任何的罪恶的捆绑。
So we will no longer be chained.By the sin we commit.
让我们真是自自由由的努力跟随你。
So we'll strive to follow Jesus Christ freely.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.